This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Indeed, honored and privileged to be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night of Laylatul Mi'raj. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this gathering and to accept all of our du'as and our doings on this night. And may we do it for the love of Allah and the love of our deen. The program tonight, inshallah, bi'idhnillah, will end at Isha Salah time, which will be performed on time. We will open the program with Qira'ah by Qari Mubin, Qari Hafiz Mubin Parker. Thereafter, we will have the talk by Sheikh Saadul Akhan. And the topic of the talk will be on ascending through the legacy of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the program should, we will end on time, on the Isha Salah time. So it won't be, it will be short and sweet. Jazakumullah khairan. Without any further ado, we'll say, وَلْيَتَفَضَّلْ مَشْكُورًا to Qari Mubin Parker.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوي وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحي علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بال أفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحي إلى عبده ما ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمرونه على ما يرى ولقد رأيه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة الماوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغي لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى أفرأيتم اللات والعزى ومناة الثالثة الأخرى ألكم الذكر وله الأنثى تلك إذا قسمة ضيزى إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى أم للإنسان ما تمنى فلله الآخرة والأولى فلله الآخرة والأولى صدق الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العظيم.
Say Jazakumullah khairan to Qari Hafiz Mubin Parker for that beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his health and his happiness and his happiness for the Quran and his joyfulness for the Quran to increase it for the Ummah. Inshallah, bidnillah. Next up, we will have Sheikh Saad Lakan delivering the talk. Wa la tafaddal mashkura.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, and our Sustainer. We bear witness that there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness that we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected ulama, qurra, huffaz, a'imma, respected elders, respected youth, brothers and sisters, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon each and everyone present here on this auspicious evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We commemorate two major events that occurred at night in the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Two nights of such tremendous significance that they are distinctly mentioned in the Holy Quran. One is Laylatul Qadr. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Specifically mentioned in the Quran is Laylatul Qadr, which occurred with the instruction of the word Iqra, the commencement of the final divine communication received by the final messenger that Allah has sent to humankind. And that Laylatul Qadr occurred when the Prophet was 40 years of age, and that occasion marked the beginning of what we call the Ba'atha, or the prophetic calling, as mentioned in the 97th chapter of the Holy Quran. The other night, which is referred to directly in the Holy Quran, is the Isra. And the Isra refers to the celestial night journey. Laylatul Isra literally means the journey by night. And of course, the ascension, the Mi'raj. And that Isra occurred when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was 52 years of age. And it is mentioned in Surah Al-Isra. One of these evenings is in Ramadan, the night, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, symbolizing empowerment. And the other is in the month of Rajab, which we are currently in, Laylatul Isra, the night of ascension, symbolizing elevation. Night of power, symbolizing empowerment. Night of ascension, symbolizing elevation. On Laylatul Qadr, the revelation descended from the divine to the Prophet. On Laylatul Qadr, divine revelation descended from the divine to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And on Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj, the recipient of that revelation ascended unto the divine. Iqra and Isra. Iqra, education, enlightenment, empowerment. Isra, elevation, enhancement, and upliftment. The one who ascended on Laylatul Isra, just for contextualizing his life and his struggle, is the one who lost his father before he was born, lost his mother at the age of 6. Those close to him when he brought his mission were harassed and persecuted to the extent that some of them had to find refuge in Africa, in Abyssinia, what is now Ethiopia. And he himself, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, had to later migrate from Makkah to Yathrib to Medina, and he even suffered assassination attempts on his life. When the people of Makkah, who once called him As-Sadiq, the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy, when he came with his message of Iqra, they now rejected his message. Not because they felt he was untruthful, but because his message challenged the political, social, moral, ethical, and economic interest of those who were in power. They never called him a liar. When the people of Makkah, who had once called him As-Sadiq, the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy, rejected his message, they ostracized his followers, they victimized his family, and he and a handful of his loved ones had to endure, besides all of that, 3 years of relentless persecution, bitter hardship, and even boycott from the Meccans, to the extent that no one dealt with them or engaged with them. At that time, he went to Taif to preach the message of Islam. And as we know, Taif was the first town that the Rasul went outside Makkah to preach the message. And just to show the importance of patient perseverance and the importance of keeping hope, Taif was the last town to embrace Islam before the Prophet passed away. He went to Taif and they stoned him. Then came, besides all of that, the most difficult period and trying time in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his illustrious life. He witnessed what we call the Aam al-Huzn, the year of sorrow. A year which witnessed the death of his protective uncle Abu Talib, and also the year that witnessed the passing of his first and most ardent supporter, his caring and compassionate confidant, the first person to embrace the faith, his beloved wife Khadija. So both these were lost to him in that year. It was then, at that stage of his life, at that time of strife and struggle, in that enduring hardship, that Allah commanded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the highest state of his divine presence. And then the verse, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'u al-basir. Glory to Allah. Glory to Allah who took his servant on a journey by night from the sacred mosque to the furthest mosque, the precincts of which he has blessed. And that journey in order that Allah might show him some of Allah's signs, for Allah hears and witnesses everything. As the poet says, جبريل أتى ليلة أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته. Angel Jibreel came with glad tidings from Allah on the night of ascension, inviting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that most depressed time of his life to the highest manifestation of the divine presence. Imam Musayri, the author of Qasida Burda, said about this, سَرَيْتُ مِنْ حَرَمٍ لَيْلًا إِلَىٰ حَرَمٍ كَمَا سَرَ الْبَدْرُ فِي دَاجٍ مِنَ الظُّلَمِ وَبِتَّ تَلْقَى إِلَيَّ أَنْ نِلْتَ مَنْزِلَةً مِنْ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ لَمْ تُدْرَكْ وَلَمْ تُرَمِ. He said, you traveled, O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by night from a sacred mosque to another one, like the full moon that travels through the darkness of the night. And you completed the ascent and you reached the position of nearness of a distance of 2 bows length, such nearness that has neither been aspired to nor ever been achieved by anyone. One of the scholars, poet, writes in a poem, Maulana Ahmad Rida writes, وَهِيهَ أَوَّلُ, talking about Allah, وَهِيهَ أَوَّلُ وَهِيهَ آخِرُ وَهِيهَ بَاطِن وَهِيهَ زَائِر. He said about Allah, وَهِيهَ أَوَّلْ وَهِيهَ آخِر وَهِيهَ بَاطِن وَهِيهَ زَائِر. اسی کے جلوے اسی سے ملنے اسی سے اس کے طرف گیا تھے. He says, Allah is the first and the last, the apparent and the imperceptible. His divine splendor met the masterpiece of his own creation. Allah is the creator. But on this occasion, his divine splendor met the masterpiece of his own creation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and invited him by himself towards himself. The Isra wal Mi'raj, the celestial journey by night and the ascension of the Prophet, occurred in the darkest year of the Prophet's life. But on that occasion, special things were granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and is documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim and other books. Some say 5 things were granted. For sure, 3 of those 5 things are confirmed in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. Among the things, the daily salah. And therefore the Rasul himself said, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'minin. Salah is the mi'raj of the believer. And in one of the previous talks on Mi'raj, I went into detail with each of these 5 points, and specifically on the salah, so I won't repeat that. Second one, غُفِرَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Allah's promise of forgiveness for those who sincerely repent of their sins and those who don't associate partners with him. Then the last 2 verses of Surah Baqarah, which also I did as a talk on Isra wal Mi'raj some years ago in this masjid, the last 2 verses, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. Allah places no burden upon you more than you can bear. And remember, for your doings, whatever good you do is for yourself. Whatever wrong you do is against your own self. Allah has provided guidance. And then of course, ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أنا وشخري, so beautifully in the salah. And among the things, according to other reports, the whole world, al-ardu kulluha masjid. For a person of faith, though we have the parameters of a mosque in which we do itikaf and so on, but the whole earth is a masjid. Any place that's clean, you can pray there. Wherever you are, al-ardu kulluha masjid. All of the earth is a masjid. Some people have the notion in their religious tradition, you must go to a church or a temple, then you can pray. That's not the case in Islam. And according to some reports, إِنَّمَا عَلْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Whenever you have hardship and you persevere, double the ease will follow. After hardship, ease will come. All of these gifts given to Rasulullah are motivational and each one inspirational. And therefore the Isra wal Mi'raj is all about inspiring hope. Isra wal Mi'raj is about being motivated, about Allah consciousness, about positivity. You must remember, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rejected by his own people, stoned by the people of Taif, insecure in the hometown of Makkah, where he was born and lived, the earth became inhospitable to him, unwelcome to him. Allah opened the skies and welcomed him to the heavens. Never let the negativity of others prevent you from being positive. Never let the negativity of others prevent you from being positive. Mi'raj teaches us that when there is faith, and where there is faith, there must be hope. Because ash-shu'mu su'ul khuluq, to be pessimistic, is not part of good character, and bad character is not part of the characteristics of a believer. The lesson of Mi'raj is never to lose hope, even in the darkest hour. But even if everyone forgets us, Allah will not forget us. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me and I remember you. One of the prophets asked, Ya Allah, لَا تَنْسَانِي إِذْ أَذْكُرَكْ. Don't forget me if I remember you. So Allah said, أَنَّ لَا أَنْسَى مَنْ يَنْسَانِي فَكَيْفَ أَنْسَى مَنْ يَذْكُرُنِي. I don't forget those who forget me. How will I forget those who remember me? That's why the Quran says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And some people translate وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ as remembering Allah is the greatest thing. But grammatically, it doesn't mean that. Grammatically, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, Allah remembering, Allah's remembrance is the best thing. So how's Allah's remembrance? The fact that you remember Allah, and by doing that, you invoke Allah's remembrance on you, that is the greatest thing. Because a reciprocal thing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. If everyone forgets, Allah will not forget. Remember Allah, and He will remember you. Are we not witnessing the valiant example of the people of Palestine? We can't think of Laylatul Qadr without imagining the cave of Hira in Makkah. You can't imagine. Iqra, cave of Hira, Makkah. In the darkness of the night, where the Prophet received the first revelation. So too, we cannot fathom al-Isra and the Mi'raj in our minds without al-Aqsa in Palestine, to which the Prophet traveled on that night journey. They're inextricably intertwined, so much so that Allah mentions in the Quran. In the ayah of Isra, He says, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-majd al-haram, yani fi Makkah, majd al-haram ila al-majd al-aqsa. Allah twins it up in the verse of the Isra when He speaks about the journey, the night journey. The resilience, the resolve, the bravery, the courage, and the faithful commitment of the people of Palestine reconfirms the promise of Allah. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not be faint-hearted, nor be weakened by grief or negativity. For you will overcome if you are truly people of faith. If you are truly people of faith. Muslims in many parts of the world are witnessing and experiencing tremendous, well-organized, imperious, orchestrated, media-promoted prejudice and negativity. Well-organized, imperialist, orchestrated, media-promoted prejudice and negativity. It seems that we ourselves are in that year of sorrow that the Rasul went through. We and al-Ummah going through in our Amul Huzn, our year of sorrow, the whole time from the genocide that we have witnessed in Palestine. It is precisely at a time like this that we as an Ummah need to rally and to focus our energy on the positive contribution that the Ummah has and continues to make to the world. And regarding this, I'm making an announcement here as part of my talk in something that I am also intimately involved with. This year, 2025, marks the Hijri lunar date of 1447. Remember, the Islamic calendar begins from the time the Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina. The time, and 10 years after that, he passed on. So the Rasul passed away 10 years after Hijri. But he came from Mecca to Medina at the age of 53. So he was born 53 years before Hijrah. 53 years before the Hijri calendar that we have, 53 years, which means this year is 1,500 years since the advent of the Prophet. This year is 1,500 years since the advent of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Prophet, a guide to humanity, mercy unto the world, whose teachings continue to inspire over 1.9 billion Muslims and others worldwide, and a group of diverse Muslim people with patrons from all walks of life, and the patronage of senior ulama like Mawlana Qutbuddin and Sheikh Amin Fakir, are launching what they call a legacy project 1500, with a focus, and this is where it's linked to the Mi'raj and to the talk, with a primary focus on the universal message of Islam rooted in the civilizational values of peace, of mercy, of justice, of environmental awareness as conveyed by the final messenger. Because we are here tonight in commemoration of the legacy of that Prophet. And that legacy project aims to commemorate this great milestone in various ways, from international qira'ah and nasheed programs with participation of international artists and presenters, national school speech contests, family camps, enlightening and empowering publications, exhibition of the relics of the Rasul, the contribution of Islam through the ages, and an international conference hosted, inshallah, in Cape Town on the civilizational heritage of the Prophet that has the support of the Organization of Islamic Conference branch here in Africa. It is more than just a commemoration, because very often Muslims react to something. Something happened, cartoons, now we react. Something happened in Palestine, of course, we need to galvanize ourselves. But here's a chance for us to proactively organize and galvanize ourselves. We're not forming one ummah, one unity, all come together, form one jama'ah, one organization. Not talking about those kind of things now. Talking about practical things that we can do. Where people can get involved and do something without being dictated to by anyone. So, it's an affirmation of the Prophet's international enduring legacy. Opportunity for Muslims around the world, especially minorities like us here in South Africa, to reflect on their identity and our future role. Because do remember, as we can see in the Palestine case, the revival of Islam and the defense of Muslims will not come from the Muslim rulers. It'll come from people like us. We took them to court. We're not even 2% of this country. There are people, 99% Muslim, they didn't say a word. You can't even walk with the flag of Palestine in those countries. You can't make tawaf with a Palestine badge on yourself. Here we are hardly 2%, maybe 5% at most. And we took the ICJ, we took the Palestinians, and we took the Israelis to court. And not only that, most of these countries didn't even endorse or sign or privately say we're okay with it. They completely abstained from it. So it'll come from minorities like this. It's for us to reflect on our identity, our role, because if they didn't come for the Palestinian people, they're not going to come for you. They didn't defend. They didn't rise in defense of the Palestinian people. You think they're going to come down and defend you here? If anything happens here or anywhere else in the world? Whatever programs that will take place, locally, nationally, internationally, with everyone's attention and support, in everyone's attendance where possible. Some of these will be, most of it will be in Cape Town, some other parts of the country, and some also overseas. But coming to the point now, the legacy of the Prophet ﷺ is immense and far-reaching. When we are here on Mi'raj, and occasions like these, we are commemorating a life of someone who changed the course of history. His teachings has had and continues to have a profound impact on the lives of millions of people. And his sunnah, his life example, continues to be the primary sample of exemplary behavior for people of faith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lasting legacy is not only how he dressed and how he looked and which madhab he belongs to. It's so shameful that we are so caught up with these kind of issues, debating on all age-old stuff in the same old manner. We don't even debate in a new way. Same old things we're arguing about in the same old manner. We haven't matured. Some people debate, can you read salawat when you see the new moon? Is it bid'ah? The non-Muslims have gone to the moon. They don't even go to the moon anymore. We're still debating, is it now, can you read now, is it bid'ah or not? We're still busy with that kind of. We haven't built a spaceship yet. The Prophet's lasting legacy shines through the believers. Because you know what? It's not because we didn't do it. We were at the forefront of these things. The Renaissance occurred because of Baytul Hikmah in Baghdad. So it's not something new. We have deviated from the legacy of the Rasul, from the all-inclusive, empowering, the Iqra and Isra is gone. Because of the if the Rasul went up, we should have gone up. He's ascending and we're descending. It's a disconnect, a dichotomy. The Prophet's lasting legacy shines through the believers who echo the spirit of that legacy over the ages. The call of Bilal, which the Rasul instructed him to give the adhan, that call of Bilal sounds from every minaret of every mosque, every day, five times a day. Lessons of selfless sacrifice of Imam Hussein, the mysticism of Rabi al-Adawiyya, the fairness of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the storehouse of knowledge like Sayyidina Nafisa, the heroism of Salahuddin Ayyubi, the intellectual depth of Lady Lubna of Qurtuba, the genius of Al-Biruni, of Battani, of Al-Razi, Ibn Hayyan, Al-Khawarizmi, fathers of chemistry, of algebra and mathematics, Ibn Rushd, the foresight of Fatima Al-Fihri, who built the world's first university, not first Muslim university, the first university in West Africa. The brilliance of Al-Kindi, of Ibn Khaldun, of Ghazali. This is the legacy of the Prophet. This is the one whose Mi'raj we're talking about tonight. The royal patrons of learning like Harun al-Rashid and Razia Sultan, and the poetry of Hassan bin Thabit, Shayma, Iqbal and Rumi. Furthermore, as part of that legacy are institutions like Baytul Hikmah in Baghdad, where the top scholars of different faiths came together. And wrote manuals that lasted for hundreds of years as manuals at the universities that were to be built after that. Al-Qarawin in Fez in Morocco, Al-Azhar in Cairo, and existing structures that we visit still today, like Al-Hamra in Spain, the Umayyad Mosque in Damascus, the Sulaimani Mosque in Turkey, the Taj Mahal in India, the Grand Royal Mosque in Isfahan, the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. All these are but extended reflections of the Prophet's impactful legacy. His impactful legacy on the world through those who followed him, alhamdulillah. That is the Prophet that we follow. The one whom Allah took on Isra wal Mi'raj. His legacy is reflected and still continues to be so through the impact that he continues to have on the lives of others, a lasting, living legacy. An elevated prophet elevated prophet that deserves the commitment of an elevating ummah. And elevated, the one who went up, the one who was ascended, an elevated prophet, an ascended prophet who deserves the commitment of an ascending and an elevating ummah. Imam Busayri said in his Qasida Burda, لَمَّا دَعَ اللَّهُ دَاعِنَا لِطَاعَتِهِ لَمَّا دَعَ اللَّهُ دَاعِنَا لِطَاعَتِهِ بِأَكْرَمِ الرُّسُولِ كُنَّا أَكْرَمَ الْأُمَمِ. He said, when Allah invites us to His obedience, He calls upon us to follow the Prophet. When Allah says, obey me, أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. If you obey the Prophet, you have obeyed me. Why? Because he never deviates from the way of Allah. So when Allah invites us to His obedience, He instructs us to follow the Prophet. And by the honorability of that Prophet, we have become worthy of being the most honorable community. Khairul Wara, Shamsul Duha, Badrul Duja, Nurul Huda, Imam al-Mursaleen, Shafi'ul Mudnabeen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Let us on this evening make a resolution. A resolution to live up to that honor of that honorable Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. سبحان من أسرى برسوله ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى سبحان من أسرى لمن جاء بالبشرى هو رسولنا الأسوى رحمة المهدى قد سار من مكة بالقدرة العظمى في ليلة ظلمى لآيات ربه الكبرى سبحان من أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى جبريل قد أتى في حالك الدجى بالقاب أو أدنى عند سدرة النهى سبحان من أسرى لمن جاء بالبشرى هو رسولنا الأسوى رحمة المهدى سبحان من أسرى بعبده المصطفى من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى.
Somebody else will read some nasheed now, inshallah. See, when you have the mic, you have to do everything now.
طه يا حبيبي سلام عليك يا مسكي وطيبي سلام عليك طه يا حبيبي سلام عليك يا مسكي وطيبي سلام عليك يا عون الغريب سلام عليك يا عون الغريب سلام عليك طه يا حبيبي سلام عليك يا مسكي وطيبي سلام عليك يا عون الغريب سلام عليك يا عون الغريب سلام عليك سلام عليك جئت بالقرآن سلام عليك من عند الرحمن سلام عليك جئت بالقرآن سلام عليك من عند الرحمن سلام عليك جئت بالقرآن من عند الرحمن جئت بالتوحيد فزت بالتمجيد طه يا حبيبي سلام عليك يا مسكي وطيبي سلام عليك يا عون الغريب سلام عليك يا عون الغريب سلام عليك جئت بالقرآن سلام عليك من عند الرحمن سلام عليك جئت بالقرآن سلام عليك من عند الرحمن سلام عليك جئت بالقرآن من عند الرحمن جئت بالتوحيد فزت بالتمجيد طه يا حبيبي سلام عليك يا مسكي وطيبي سلام عليك يا عون الغريب سلام عليك يا عون الغريب سلام عليك سلام عليك
I'll try to do just a last bit. I say 4 more minutes left to go for the adhan. So I'll read the
The salawat is read by my ustad Qari Nurbai, so I'll read a bit of that if I can. If you have heard him read, please don't compare the two, but I hope you haven't heard it from him. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala al-badru علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داع أشرق البدر علينا فاختفت منه البدور مثل حسنك ما رأينا قط يا وجه السرور أنت شمس أنت بدر أنت شمس أنت بدر أنت نور فوق نوري أنت إكسير وغالي أنت مصباح الصدور صل على نبينا صل على طبيبنا صل على حبيبنا صل على محمد صل على محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد شكرا السلام عليكم
Say Jazakumullah khairan to Sheikh Sa'adullah, certainly a very gifted man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase Sheikh, and may he be a benefit to us in this community for many, many more years to come. And we are fortunate to have Sheikh right on our doorstep every day. Jazakumullah khairan. And maybe for the next Jummah, we can cut out the talk and we can do a whole nasheed. Jazakumullah khairan.
Please don't fall asleep.
Just a reminder for while the masjid is quite full, that next Sunday, the 2nd of Feb, we'll be hosting the Seerah. We'll be hosting the Seerah Jalsa at this masjid. The program will start at 4:55 p.m. And then we'll perform Asr Salah. And immediately after Asr, there will be a Qira'ah by Qari Yusuf Asman. And we will have a dhikr by Sheikh Ismail Lund, Qari Yusuf Osman, and Maulana Yusuf Rabat. Thereafter, we will have a talk by Mufti Ismail Menk at 5:45 p.m. His talk will take place. Thereafter, we will have a talk by Mufti and Sheikh Abdurrahman Khan. And after him will be Maulana Sulaiman Rabat. And the final talk will be just before Maghrib Salah by Maulana Ibrahim Bam. Please, you're all welcome to attend. And free meals will be given to all the musallis outside the masjid after the program, after Maghrib Salah. That's on Sunday, the 2nd of Feb. Jazakumullah khairan.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد Thank you.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا رسول الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.
استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم. التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. نتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، اللهم بارك لنا، اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.